The transition from military service to civilian life can be full of challenges. As part of our Veterans Coming Home project, made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, we gathered a panel to talk about this transition at the Veterans Legacy Summit last Saturday in Sarasota. This afternoon on Florida Matters, we'll hear from Sergeant Ted Weiser with St. Leo University's Veteran Student Services Office, Sergeant Eric Garcia, Director for Veteran Outreach with Team Red, White, and Blue, and Captain Colleen Krepsteckes, Public Affairs Manager for the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. In this preview, Captain Krepsteckes discusses the structure of the military.
You are given housing, you have health care, and you don't really appreciate what it really means until you get out. And then you have to, you know, when I got out, I didn't really know about the VA. I somehow managed to wiggle through classes, through the transition classes. Didn't want to go to them. They seemed tedious. So I got out and didn't really realize what was available to me. So I, you know, went through civilian job for a year in California, which of course cost of living is expensive in Silicon Valley. But at least I had some health insurance and a decent paying job. Realizing that wasn't quite what I wanted to do, I moved back to Tampa for my master's and walked into the healthcare office at the school, and they quoted me something like $300-some a month for health insurance for a student. And I thought, there's just no way. I'm living on student loans, part-time job. So that in and of itself just was, you know, a bunch of bricks that fell on top of me. How am I going to afford to pay for myself if I get sick? You know, I'm single. I have no support structure down here in Tampa. I was actually bartending when some random person said, hey, you can have health care from the VA facility. I'm like, you've got to be kidding.
Sergeant Garcia, you touched on veterans being together with other veterans to help in this transition, but Team Red, White, and Blue, one of the main goals is to focus on bringing veterans and civilians together to form authentic friendships. How do you go about doing that?
Well, unlike other veterans organizations, Team Red, White, and Blue, we will take anybody because we need that civilian asset to connect our veterans. If we just got a bunch of veterans running around, you know, we're likely to do something stupid. You know, so what we need is we need civilian assets to connect us. There's a lot of different things that civilians bring to the table that they don't know yet.
Sergeant Weiser, there are civilians who are afraid to talk to veterans. Many of them, they're out of fear of upsetting them or bringing up a bad memory, and so out of an abundance of caution, overabundance, they just won't talk to veterans. What about that? It must be a problem.
The fact that a civilian might be afraid to talk to a hardened combat veteran who walks, talks like a Clint Eastwood might in Heartbreak Ridge, I find that preposterous. No, I'm just kidding. No, it is actually true. And one of the things that we do as veterans that's detrimental is we self-segregate. When I got to St. Leo University in 2010, I located, closed with, and stuck around ROTC cadets, other veterans I knew who I was introduced to, and you can tell just by the way they walk, they talk, they carry themselves. That's our comfort zone.
A very interesting panel, Sergeants Ted Weiser and Eric Garcia and Captain Colleen Krepsteckes at the Veterans Legacy Summit in Sarasota this past weekend. You can hear that entire conversation, more from the panel, on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.